कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज यमुना तीर वन चारी यमुना तीर वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Oh. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayo Radha Sham Sundar Radha Sham Sundar Radhe. Jayo Vrindavan Dham Vrindavan Dham Vrindavan Dham Jayo Vrindavan Dham. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Shri Nam Sankirtan ki jaye, Shri Prabhupada ki jaye, Granthra Chimad Bhagavatam ki jaye. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskrityam naram cheva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudirayet nashta prayesho bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttamashloke bhaktir bhavati neshtaki krishnaya vasudevaya devaki nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Canto 6, Chapter Number 1, entitled The History of Life of Ajamil. We have to cover from 63 verse onwards till 68th verse. So we will recite the 63rd verse. Tan Nimitta Smara Vyaja Graha Grasto Vichetana Tam Eva Manasa Dhyayan Sva Dharmad Virarama Ha Tan Nimitta Smara Vyaja Graha grasto vichetanah tameva manasa dhyayan swadharmad viraramah tannimitta smara vyaja graha grasto vichetanah तामेव मनस ध्यायन् स्वधर्मान् विररामः तन्निमित्त स्मरव्याज ग्रहग्रस्तो विचेतनः तामेव मनस ध्यायन् स्वधर्माद् विररामः निमित्तस्मरव्याज ग्रहग्रस्तो विचेतनः स्वधर्माद्विररामः माताजी तन्निमित्तस्मरव्याज ग्रहग्रस्तो विचेतना अन्निमित्तस्वध्याय तन्निमित्त कॉज्ड बाय द साइट ऑफ हर स्मर व्याजः टेकिंग एडवांटेज ऑफ He is thinking of her always. Graha grastaha, being caught by an eclipse. Vichetanaha, having completely forgotten his real position. Tam, her, eva, certainly, manasa, by the mind, dhyayan, meditating upon swadharmat from the regulative principles executed by a brahmana viraramah he completely ceased translation and purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai translation In the same way that the sun and moon are eclipsed by a low planet, the Brahmana lost all his good sense. Taking advantage of this situation, he always thought of the prostitute and within a short time he took her as a servant in his house and abandoned all the regulative principles of a Brahmana. Purport By speaking this verse, Shukdev Goswami wants to impress upon the mind of the reader that Ajamil's exalted position as a Brahmana was vanquished by his association with the prostitute, so much so that he forgot all his Brahmanical activities. Nevertheless, at the end of his life, by chanting the four syllables of the name Narayana, He was saved from the gravest danger of falling down. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Even a little devotional service can save one from the greatest danger. Devotional service, which begins with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, is so powerful that even if one falls down from the exalted position of a brahmana, Through sexual indulgence, he can be saved from all calamities if he somehow or other chants the holy name of the Lord. This is the extraordinary power of the Lord's holy name. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, it is advised that one not forget the chanting of the holy name even for a moment. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dridha vrataha. There are so many dangers in this material world that one may fall down from an exalted position at any time. Yet, if one keeps himself always pure and steady by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he will be safe without a doubt. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Shirade Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhischa Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pabne Bhyo Vishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshadarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, so we welcome all the devotees for today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. So we're discussing from the sixth canto, chapter 1, the history of life of Ajamil. So in this chapter, we see that whole episode of how the discussion is happening between Shukdev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj, where how can one be relieved of sin, papa. And in the course of discussion, the different atonements are mentioned. So one is doing prayaschitta in a karma kandiya way. So that is rejected. Then jnana kanda also does not uproot the desires completely. But bhakti destroys the root of sin because it gives connection with the Supreme Lord, who is the source of everything. So to exemplify this, the whole pastime of Ajamil is being described in this chapter. So after this, you know, the discussion starts and then how Ajamil, as you know, doing sinful activities of staying with prostitute, and then he chants Narayan, and then there is a discussion which happens between the Yamadutas. So then in the end, who was actually this Ajamil? Because the person, we will understand the glory of something or some, you know, the process when, what was the situation in which the person was and how he got delivered. So in our life also, sometimes to help us understand how this process of bhakti is working, we need to see where we were and where we have come. So sometimes we are feeling that oh, I'm not making much progress, I'm not making much progress. But we have to see from the standpoint of where I started from, and at least there's some progress. Not full progress, but there's some progress. So then these verses are telling what was the level of complication, degradation, entanglement which Ajamil had put himself into. So this set of verses are giving that indication. And in this set, so it's mentioned how we are seeing already, Tarunitai Prabhu also was explaining yesterday, so that even though he is of Brahminical nature, all his different qualities are mentioned from 56 to 57. So many, you know, he is Shruta Sampanna, Shila Vritta, Gunalaya, all these qualities are there, but still the tide of mind's proclivity to enjoy sense gratification is so strong that it can drive away the mind of even a sane, sensible man. So that's being seen, and how he gets completely caught up. So in this verse it's mentioned, in the same way that the sun and moon are eclipsed by a low planet, the Brahmana lost all his good sense. Taking advantage of this situation, he always thought of the prostitute, and within a short time, he took her as a servant in his house and abandoned all the regulative principles of Brahmana. So it's mentioned that he just had a sight, just a glance, but because he was doing contemplation, dhyayate, like Radha Madan Gopal Prabhu was saying, that this is dhyayate vishayam pumsam. Sangaste shupajayate, sangat sanjayate kama, kamo krodha pujayate. So like that. So that cycle where one sees an object, but it's okay. If one can just, but if starts contemplating, dhyayate, if one starts contemplating, then it leads to this cycle. Dhyayate vishayam punsa, sangaste shupajayate. Then he wants to associate, and then that will lead to kama. So that is happening here. One nice thing which is mentioned is graha grasto. So it's mentioned he was graha grasta, being caught by an eclipse. You know, just sometimes we say that, oh, he's the Saturn is havi, he is affected by the sadi satisi. What is this? So in 7th canto, I was just remembering after reading this, in 7th canto it's mentioned for Prahlad Maharaj, it's mentioned that he was eclipsed by Krishna Graha Grihitatma. So he also got eclipsed by Graha, but because he was eclipsed by Graha of Krishna, so he was everywhere seeing Krishna Krishna, everywhere, all situations. Here it's mentioned Graha Grasto. So in this world, either we have to be eclipsed by graha of this world, the eclipse of the lower modes as it's happening for Ajamil, or Krishna graha grahitatma. So like as Gaurang Prabhu always mentions, there are two options. Either you get attracted by sound vibration, or you get attracted by sex. So sound or sex. So here, because he got attracted by, what does sound represent? Sound represents something which is transcendental, which connects us to the Supreme Lord. And sex represents our lower nature, to connect with the, you know, the desire to enjoy. There's a nice verse which comes in the first canto. Etadhi atur chittanam matra sparsha ichhaya muhu bhava sindhu plavo drishto haricharyanu varnanam. Etadhi atur chittanam. One who is chitta is very atur. Etadhi atur chittana matra sparsha. To get in touch with sense objects. Matra sparsha ichhaya muhu. So what is a hope for him? Because in this world, most of the time we are attracted by the sense objects for personal sense gratification. Matra sparsha ichhaya muhu bhava sindhu plava drishto. So what is the, it's like a sagar. You are caught in the middle. So how to get out? What is the plava? What is the boat? Hari charyanu varnanam. To actually discuss here the topics of Lord Hari. That's the only safest and positive way to come out of that. Otherwise, very difficult to, if you get engrossed in material desire, sense gratification, very difficult to come out. Tameva manasa dhyayan sadharmad viraramaha. Because he started doing manasa dhyayan, contemplation, dhyayan, sadharmad viraramaha. So what to speak of? Person becomes so obsessed, so mad, what to speak of remembering Lord, he even gives up his own sane nature, which is keeping him sane in this world itself. So here, he gives up his, you know, good nature of being with, in you know, taking care of parents, being with his chaste wife, and he himself takes to the, you know, accepted a prostitute, it's mentioned, abandoned all the regulative principles of a brahmana. But then Prabhupada is highlighting, as we were discussing, that the more the fallen the person is, and how the chanting of the holy names can elevate one from the lowest condition to the highest condition. So Prabhupada is telling, by chanting the four syllable name Narayana, he was saved from gravest, Prabhupada uses gravest, danger of falling down. Salpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhyat. So Prabhupada is quoting Neha Bikramana Ashwasti, that any endeavor done in this devotional path is never lost. In this world, always we have fear that whatever am I doing, should come to a culmination, end. Otherwise, it's like waste of time and energy. So then, from that we understand even a little devotional service can save from the greatest danger. So Prabhupada is mentioning that how even a little endeavor in this path will give you the greatest success. So like in this world we always want to be at the end of accomplishment, like I have completed, have accomplished. So everybody wants to be on that side where I am. Nobody wants to be a worker only. But most of the time our tendency is that I want to be where the accomplishment is done. Matlab, that shows that I have gained, I'm worthy or I am qualified and things like that. So But in devotional service, the beauty of devotional service is that, like, one devotee tells, Jite kami, tite ami. So, he says, wherever there is need, I am there to assist. So, in bhakti, just the feeling that I can do assistance to help others perform devotional service is a great success. It's not about I getting the privilege of doing the service. It's about Krishna being pleased and devotees being satisfied in their devotional service. Kunti Maharani says, Shanvanti gayanti ghrinanti abhikshnasha smaranti nandanti tavehite jana ta eve paschanti achirena tavakam bhava pravaho parampadam bhujam. So in this verse she says, the word nandanti comes. Shanvanti gayanti ghrinanti abhikshnasha smaranti nandanti. So Prabhupada writes very beautifully, what is nandanti? He says, if one takes pleasure in glorifying others performing devotional service, so one will get the same benefit of the other performing devotional. He is just glorifying or he is pleased by others' accomplishment in devotional service. So that also he gets the same benefit of doing the devotional service. So bhakti is so nice and so complete, wholesome, that just by doing that bit of, it's about a matter of attitude, heart. So bhakti, where one feels, it's no loss. Just by feeling, oh, that devotee is performing devotional service so nicely. If I feel happy, pleased with that, then that is also success. So salpam apyasya dharmas. Little, very little endeavor, but that's giving the highest perfection. So in bhakti, the paradigm is totally changed from accomplishing to actually seeing what will actually please the Lord and please the Vaishnavas. So that is mentioned. And then Prabhupada further says, devotional service which begins with chanting of the holy name of the Lord is so powerful that even if one falls down from the exalted position of a brahmana, through sexual indulgence, he can be saved from all calamities if he somehow or other chants the holy name of the Lord. So one may be doing greatest of sins, papa, but chanting is so effective, so all purifying that it can uplift one from the greatest of, you know, the fallen positions. So we were discussing in Vidyapeeth about same in later in 6th canto about the pastime of Daksha. So Daksha also comes and he gets darshan of the Lord. He's praying in the 4th chapter Hamsa Guhya prayers. So very elaborate prayers, and he is also involved in the mission of executing the desire of the Lord to populate the world. So he's a Prajapati. And by hearing his prayer, Lord also comes and he glorifies him also. But then Vishnachakya Thakur, Prabhupada, they mention that even though he got darshan of the Lord, so it may appear he is doing nice service, he is engaging and accomplishing the mission of the Lord, but because he had traces of offenses towards Lord Shiva from his previous birth, he again committed offense to Narad Muni by cursing him because he delivered or instigated his 10,000 sons Hariyashwas and 1,000 sons Shavalashwas to renounce and take to the bhakti in its full force. And there it's mentioned that, so one may think, arey, he did it in last life, that, you know, offensive mentality. Again, why? And very beautifully in the last verse of the 5th chapter of 6th canto, Vishnachakya Thakur says, Narad Muni came and he was hearing all the criticism, blasphemy of Daksha, his only desire was that at some point after criticizing me, after cursing me, he will repent. And that time I will give him, because he is coming in such lineage of Swayambhu, Manu, then Uttanapad, then Dhruva, etc., etc. All were delivered. Priyavrat was delivered. Prachini Bharishad also, I disentangled. His Prachetas also got delivered. How come he is only remaining? So he should also get mercy of the Lord. So that's the mood of Narad Muni. But after seeing, he does not feel repentance, even after saying this. So then he says, Narad Muni is feeling, oh, such is the effect of traces of offense to a Vaishnava, to Lord Shiva, that he is not willing to accept or repent, and therefore he leaves. So why I'm bringing this discussion here is that how one may be very sinful, but the holy name has all capacity to uplift him. But if one does offense to a Vaishnava, even he gets darshan of the Lord, still that will not be beneficial, because that proclivity, that offending a Vaishnava is like very, you know, dear. Vaishnavas are like Lord's heart. So it's like blasphemy, Lord's heart. So how can one get uplifted? So one should be very careful. And even Daksha, after years of tapasya, he did tapasya for so many manvantras, still he could not get the bhakti. So that is the one should be careful of. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compares offense to a Vaishnava as Hati Mata. It's like mad elephant entering a beautiful garden. So that is being described. And then Prabhupada is then saying, therefore in Bhagavad Gita it is advised that one not forget the chanting of the holy name even for a moment. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dridavrataha. So if something is so important, so great, it has such profound effect, so then we should take advantage of it. Like sometimes we hear, you know, when Corona time was going on or something, and we hear, oh, you take this kada, or you take this, what is that, goodwill or something. So then everyone is making sure they take it regularly, on time, because we don't want to get quarantined or things like that, or get affected. So then we are so careful that I will take, regardless of, I will take out time, I will take out attend, I will take out right attention and do it properly. Why? Because it will save me from such trouble. So similarly, Prabhupada is saying that chanting of the holy name is so important, so beneficial. So not for a moment, even for a moment, one should not stop chanting. Prabhupada further says, there are so many dangers in this material world that one may fall down from an exalted position at any time. Padam padam yad vipadam natesham. At every step, there is danger. Yet, if one keeps himself always pure and steady. So, pure, Prabhupada means bringing oneself to Sattva-guna by following the four regulative principles. That will keep us pure and steady by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He will be safe without a doubt. So Prabhupada is confirming that you will be safe without a doubt. Today morning, Prabhupada in one lecture was saying that somebody, he was quoting some, Prabhupada met somebody like an Arya Samaj person. So he was quoting that they say Krishna doesn't eat. How you say Krishna eats? So then Prabhupada said, no, Krishna says, Ashnami, I eat. So who should I believe? A loafer like you or Krishna? Prabhupada say? Who should I put faith in? Some ordinary person here and there who speaks something in his own, whatever comes to his mind. Prabhupada used this word, loafer. So, should I believe you or I should believe Krishna? So then, in so, if Prabhupada is saying something, then we should, and he's saying without a doubt. The Prabhupada is saying, and then he's saying you should not doubt also. Even if Prabhupada says, he doesn't use the word doubt, then only we should believe. And if he says without a doubt, that means is so much more emphasis. He is saying, so we should have full faith in the words of Srila Prabhupada and his sadhu. And that's the faith which Prabhupada carried with him when he traveled. He had full faith in Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada is saying, actually, Srimad Bhagavatam is traveling to the West. And I am just a caretaker. Just, you know, when some great person goes, somebody goes as a caretaker. So I am going as a caretaker. Because Bhagavatam will do the needful. Chanting of names of Krishna is sufficient. So that's the faith which Prabhupada had, without a doubt, the chanting of the holy names of Krishna can save one from the greatest danger. So that faith is what? So Prabhupada is emphasizing, it's all a matter of faith. And the process of bhakti starts with faith, ado shraddha, and the faith is slowly getting dhrida, nishtha, then asakti, bhava, prema, ruchi, etc. So those stages, the faith is even getting stronger and stronger and stronger. So that's how the process of faith, in the words of the spiritual master, in the words of Srila Prabhupada, so that is mentioned. So we have to take further 5 verses. So 64th verse, tameva toshayamasa prityenarthena yavata gramyer manorame kame prasideta yatha tatha. It's mentioned, text number 64. Thus Ajamil began spending whatever money he had inherited from his father to satisfy the prostitute with various material presentations so that she could remain pleased with him. He gave up all his Brahminical activities to satisfy the prostitute. Purport. There are many instances throughout the world in which even a purified person being attracted by a prostitute spends all the money he has inherited. Prostitute hunting is so abominable that the desire for sex with a prostitute can ruin one's character, destroy one's exalted position and plunder all one's money. Therefore, illicit sex is strictly prohibited. One should be satisfied with his married wife, for even a slight deviation will create havoc. A Krishna conscious grihastha should always remember this. He should always be satisfied with one wife and be peaceful simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Otherwise, at any moment, he may fall down from his good position as exemplified in the case of Ajamil. So in this verse is mentioned, whatever inheritance he got from his father, he lost that also. So the nature of lust, kama, enjoyment in this world is, it just burns more and more. It's never satiated. The more you put, the more it will need. Like we always discuss, the nature of this world is, whatever enjoyment, like you know how people become addicts, either to alcohol, to drugs and things like that. So whatever enjoyment one gets by you know, tasting or using something, to get same level of enjoyment, one needs to consume more in this world. That's how addiction happens. So if you get one level, one, you know, quantity of enjoyment in this material world by, suppose, one pack of a cigarette, to maintain that level of enjoyment, now you need to consume more. Because it's actually doesn't satisfy, but it creates more hankering now. And therefore the person becomes more and more and more entangled. On the other hand, in spiritual circles, it will satisfy, but then the need to, because one is Sachchid Anand, is like ocean is required, so he wants to take more and more, but he is getting that pleasure and he is driving much more pleasure. On the contrary, in this world, it is such a loss that one becomes just to maintain that level of enjoyment. He needs to struggle much more hard. Much more time has to be spent to just maintain that level of enjoyment. And he doesn't get that also. It's very, very, very flickering. For a very small moment, fraction of a second. Again, comes down. Again, to maintain that, he has to work even double or triple or consume double the triple the amount. So that's the nature of this world. So Prabhupada is saying this lust will ruin one's character, destroy one's exalted position, and plunder one's money. So that's the nature of this world. If one gets engrossed in sense gratification, character is lost, exalted position is lost, and all the accumulation is lost. On the contrary, other way around, if one takes to devotional service, one's character is enhanced, one's exalted position is enhanced, and one does not plunder money, but he actually is able to gain more and more, because he does not just get material credits, he gets spiritual credits also. His bank balance, eternal bank balance, is getting filled up. So eternal bank balance will lead to not him getting benefit in this life, but it will continue with him even after leaving this body. And Prabhupada is saying, therefore, otherwise at any moment he may fall down from his good position. So one should never think that now I am in a safe position. Till the time we are in this material world, anything can happen. However exalted we may be, however accomplishments we may have had, but any time Maya is so powerful, it can sway away the mind of the most steady of sages. We hear the case of yesterday, I think Prabhuji was mentioning the story of Jaimini Rishi. So he was telling that story also. And we also see when the places in Bhagavatam, even Kashyap Muni tells that what is nature of, you know, attraction, that I have lost all my good sense. So in that way, one has to be careful. So therefore, bhakti is about not our previous eclods, what we have done previously. Bhakti is about what I am doing now. It's my current state of consciousness. So bhakti is about a moment-to-moment surrender. Whether I am taking shelter of Krishna now or not. What I have done is good, but whether I am able to use that, you know, blessings, opportunity to take shelter now, that's very important. Therefore it's said, when we hear that japa thing, so focus on the current mantra. What has gone has gone, what is coming is also, but focus on the current, because at any moment mind will sway from, you know, from past to future, from lamentation to hankering. That's only going on. This is from Gornam Prabhu's inspiration chanting. So 65th verse. Vipram svabharyam aprodham kule mahati lambitam visasarja chirat papa svarinyapanga vidhadi. Because his intelligence was pierced by the lustful glance of a prostitute, the victimized Brahmana Ajamil engaged in sinful acts in her association. He even gave up the company of his very beautiful young wife, who came from a very respectable Brahmana family. Purport. Customarily, everyone is eligible to inherit his father's property, and Ajamil also inherited the money of his father. But what did he do with the money? Instead of engaging the money in service of Krishna, he engaged it in the service of prostitute. Therefore, he was condemned and was punishable by Yamraj. How did this happen? He was victimized by the dangerous, lustful glance of a prostitute. So here it's mentioned that we get inheritance. So we get lot of, especially in, so how is it, like here Ajamil got inheritance, but how it applies in our life, in devotional service also, we get lot of inheritance of the good work, the blessings of our acharyas, of our guru. So there's lot of inheritance. But what am I using that inheritance for? Like in one offering, His Grace Krishnachandra Prabhu was saying that if we cannot do anything to improve ISKCON or help Prabhupada's image, at least we should not do anything to degrade it or do something, give bad name to it. At least maintain status quo. If you cannot improve it, but then don't bring it down. So we have inherited so much Prabhupada's legacy. So our action should be that inheritance should be used not in my service, but to, as Prabhupada is saying, in service of Krishna. So we have so much inheritance. Like if we think about what was the, like when we go to Vaishnava Memorial and see so many Vaishnavas, so the kind of struggles they went through to practice Krishna consciousness is unimaginable. But what we have is so much. Like that day, Janand Goswami Maharaj was saying, we did not have even any book, Bhagavatam, to read. We have so many Bhagavatams lying here and there. And we don't take it seriously. So we have so much inheritance, so many. We have temple, we have deities, we have devotees, we have prasad. We have so many things, so much inheritance. But then, am I sometimes, like that day Gaurang Prabhu was mentioning, that Maya always keeps something withholding. In our times, there was no facilities or books or this and that. We had a lot of time. But now you have a lot of facilities, books, acharya commentaries, this and that. But they have no time, always busy, mobile, etc., etc. So there was no facilities, lot of time, lot of facilities, opportunities to practice devotional service, but now no time. So much busyness. So we have to see whether we can engage whatever inheritance we have received in Krishna's service. Text number 66, Yatas Tatas Chopaninya Nyayato Anyayato Dhanam Babhar Shaya Kutumbhinya Kutumbam Mandadhirayam. Although born of a Brahmana family, this rascal, bereft of intelligence, because of prostitutes' association, earned money somehow or other, regardless of whether properly or improperly, and used it to maintain the prostitute's sons and daughters. Yadaso shastram ullanghya svera charyati ati grahitaha avartata chiram kalam aghayur asuchir malat. This Brahmana responsibly spent his long lifetime transgressing all the rules and regulations of Holy Scripture, living extravagantly and eating food prepared by a prostitute. Therefore, he is full of sins. He is unclean and is addicted to forbidden activities. Purport. Food prepared by an unclean, sinful man or woman, especially a prostitute, is extremely infectious. Ajamil ate such food and therefore he was subjected to the punishment by Yamraj. So how it is very important to be careful what we eat. It creates, impacts our consciousness. So like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when devotees come to Jagannath Puri, so Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is giving introduction to all the to Pratapada Maharaj of all the devotees. So he's telling, oh, he's Advaitacharya, he's this. And then Vaninath Rai, he brings on the order of Lord Chaitanya, Lord of Jagannath's Mahaprasad. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes the prasad and is giving to all the devotees and they are honoring. So Pratapada Maharaj. So Pratapada Maharaj is asking, this doesn't seem right. When one comes to a holy place, first thing is he should do langan. He should fast, take bath, cut his hair, etc., etc. But they are doing the opposite. As soon as they came, they did not even go to temple. They came to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they are eating prasad directly. So then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says that actually, when that is an indirect instruction in scriptures, when Lord is personally giving Mahaprasad, that has to be accepted and taken. He then gives his own example. I was also a jnani. But then, when I got transformed and the next day Mahaprabhu brought Mahaprasad, Jagannath, I had just gotten up. And as soon as I received, I took, because it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally giving. So the contrary nature of the exaltedness of the Mahaprasad offered by, made with love by devotees, offered with love to Lord and then accepted as Prasad, is all purifying. In any state of our existence can be accepted and will purify our existence. But on the contrary, even the greatest of foodstuff, which is maybe very delicious, like Duryodhan ka bhog na khayo, rukho saag vidur ghar khayo. So that mood, that there is chappan bhog which is offered, but that there is no love. It's done just for one's own sense gratification. That will not please the Lord. And that will not purify us also. So Prabhupada mentions, today also morning he was saying, bhakti is so simple. You just take prasad. Anybody can honor prasad. Prabhupada says that anywhere you go, people will not mind. You will tell chant Hare Krishna, they will say no. But you tell take prasad, they will say yes. Why not? I'll take prasad. So therefore, the importance of how tongue is very powerful. Sevin mukhehi jibado starts with the tongue. So what we eat determines our consciousness. So that's what Prabhupada is mentioning. And then text number 68, the last verse. Tata enam dandapane sakasham krita kilbisham nishyamo akrita nirvesham yatra dandena shudhyati. This man Ajamil did not undergo atonement. Therefore, because of his sinful life, we must take him into the presence of Yamraj for punishment. There, according to the extent of his sinful acts, he will be punished and thus purified. So this is how Yamadutas are saying. Purport: the Vishnudutas had forbidden the Yamadutas to take Ajamil to Yamraj. And therefore the Yamadutas explained that taking such a man to Yamraj was appropriate, since Ajamil had not undergone atonement for his sinful acts. He was to be taken to Yamraj to be purified. When a man commits murder, he becomes sinful and therefore he also must be killed. Otherwise, after death, he must suffer many sinful reactions. Similarly, punishment by Yamraj is a process of purification for the most abominable sinful persons. Therefore, the Yamdutas requested the Vishnudutas not to obstruct their taking Ajamil to Yamraj. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Purports of 6th Canto, 1st Chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The History of the Life of Ajamil. I was just reminded, like, you know, that court case, one person, a devotee, he confessed or that I have done this wrong. But then he asked, what is your lifestyle? I get up in the morning, 4 o'clock, I do this, puja puja. He said, enough. That is, no other punishment is required. What you are doing is enough. Because punishment is for reformation, as Prabhupada was saying. Punishment is not just to punish somebody. Actually, the laws are to reform the person. So if reformation is happening, then punishment is not required. The objective of punishment is reformation. So that's what Prabhupada is saying, that reformation is the objective, so that he doesn't go further down in, you know, creating further ill situation for himself, but elevates his consciousness. So reformation. So bhakti is the perfect atonement in all situations, because it will help reform our consciousness. It will help us connect to our supreme nature. And then we will be happy, satisfied, and we can actually create happiness and satisfaction in this world. Hare Krishna. So we'll end here. Thank you very much for your patient hearing. Hare Krishna. Grantrar Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anant Koti Vaishnavind ki jai.